On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Well, the holidays are upon us, and there's so much going on. It's overwhelming. It really is. So I thought that perhaps we'd do a special today about holiday shopping and holiday concerns and things like that. Would that be helpful to you? No? Don't talk back to me like that. Well, anyway, I thought it would be helpful. So if you're interested, we're going to talk to a lot of different people during this program, a lot of different real experts in their field, about holiday shopping and holiday concerns. We're going to do that right now. Maybe you'll get something out of this. I hope you do.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. And I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to thank my stocking.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I am really good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic so far. Chris Byrne is the toy guy. You know that. We've talked to him before. He's a contact director for TTPM.com. He's the author of Toy Time and The Toy Historian and everything to do with toys. He's the go-to guy. Well, this is toy season coming up.
We're not just coming up. We're right in the middle of it right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's coming up like maybe later today for us to go shopping. Okay, you ready? Here we go. What is new and exciting, and what are the top picks?
Well, you know, there's a lot that's out there that's really great this year. Lots of different, diverse play patterns and trends. Crafting is really big. Alex Brandt has combined food play and crafting in a thing called the Sweetling Sprinkle Shop. It actually uses a soft clay that's kind of like frosting, mm-hmm. and different tips on a tube of clay. So you can decorate cupcakes or ice cream treats, but it's all crafting. And it takes about a day to dry, but then you've got these great collectibles that you can make and trade, and it's got different accessories and lots of glitter. Glitter is really important.
Chris, oh my God, did you have to go there?
Well, you know, if you're six and up, glitter is really awesome.
Glitter shows up 30 years later under your arms and all different parts of your body and in the carpet. It's an amazing thing. It never dies.
It never dies. And in fact, I was actually playing with this toy a couple of weeks ago, and I looked in the mirror. I had glitter all over my face, which was like, okay, whatever.
See, your wife is going to think you just went to a strip club or something. It just doesn't.
Right,
just
exactly.
Doesn't.
No!
Okay.
But tech continues to be really hot, too. And, you know, every kids really want a cell phone almost from the time they're born.
Yeah.
But you're not ready to give it to them yet. Kitty Buzz from VTech is a really innovative handheld device. It's a little bit bigger than an iPhone Plus. But it's got one of the best touch screens we've ever seen.
Really?
Kids can, for kids stuff. Kids can like text message, send pictures, messages to their parents over Wi-Fi on a protected system because it can communicate with my phone through the Kid Connect app. But there's 40 different apps that are all age appropriate for kids.
Hey, here's a big question: is it shatterproof?
It is shatterproof.
That's talking.
The amazing thing it's got bumpers around it. And one of the things, we've dropped it on the floor, and I don't know how they did it, but it's a plastic screen, but it's a great responsive touchscreen. And we haven't seen that before in things designed for little kids.
So we're really
happy about that.
That's a good top pick. Very good.
Going back to classic play, train sets are really classic. Brio, of course, they have a thing called the My First Take-Along Set, which is designed for kids 18 months and up. It has wooden pieces from the Brio track set, the plastic track, and it all packs up inside.
Yeah.
So it's great for little kids. The case is, it looks like sort of a half circle that's about, I don't know, 18 inches in diameter. So it's great for little kids to play with. It's about $39.99.
Oh, man. I would love to play with that. I just don't want people seeing me do it. But that's what I would love to play with.
Yeah, you know what? It's fun. I mean, it's really sort of classic play.
I miss it.
We've got a bunch of entertainment things coming this year. Entertainment's been really huge. And PJ Masks is a preschool series that's all about when kids go to bed at night, they become superheroes. So we've got Catboy and Owlette and Gecko, and they have to save the world every freaking night. So it's a hard job for a preschooler. But kids 3 and up, Just Play has a whole line of toys. But the one we like is the racetrack playset, because Catboy is in a car, and you can hit the lever, and he goes crashing through the doors, which, of course, is a lot of action.
That's fun. Wow.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun. You know, there's another Frozen movie coming?
No, I assume
Olaf
there is.
Frozen Adventure is okay. coming out, okay. And the Disney Store and Shop Disney have introduced this beautiful thing. It's the Arendelle, Castle of Arendelle, and it stands about, I don't know, probably almost 2 feet tall, beautifully detailed. It's got sounds and songs from the movie.
Oh, I hear it. Yeah, can you actually hear it?
Yes, gorgeous action figures are... You know, it's really beautifully designed, a light-up tree, all kinds of great stuff for kids. I think that the Disney collectors are going to love this as much. So it's great for an adult who's a Disney collector as much as kids. It's about $139.99.
Okay.
One other really cool show that I really like is called Luna Petunia. It's on Netflix, and the third season has just launched. And Luna Petunia is a little girl who lives in the real world, but she plays in Amazia, and what she's all about, though, is teaching kids what's possible and mindfulness, and so it's sort of and not quite learning is typical ABC 1-2-3, but it's all about emotional intelligence and learning to do things. Of course, it was created by Cirque du Soleil Jr. and Saban, so they have a huge legacy of doing really cool stuff. Beautiful 14-inch articulated doll from Funrise. That's about $24.99.
Wow, that's fun. Hey, let me ask you something. When's the best time to go shopping for the holidays? Is it early or is it when it's a little bit closer?
You know, I think that if there's something that you know you want and it's already been asked for Santa and you want to help Santa out, buy it as soon as you see it. Really, I'm all about not stressing out over the holidays with the shopping. But, you know, that said, you know, there are going to be sales later on.
I know.
Very often, if you buy something, though, within a certain amount of time, if you see it go on sale, the store will refund the difference to you. And if you buy something that comes up on the, you know, Santa List 2.0, you might be able to return it and get your money back.
Well, or you can just return it and just walk out and then walk back in again and buy it again.
But you're not supposed to. Some things that, you know... One of the things we also think is add something that's great for the entire family. Yeah. Games are really hot this year.
Yeah.
There's a new game from Moose Games called Boom Blastics. And what it is, it's kind of, they're these triangular pieces that are spring-loaded. So you match the pieces up, and then you have to stack them up. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you want to stack them up and not have the springs let go. If you put the piece on that makes it pop, you lose. But it's really cool. This is part of the whole suspense games thing we've seen with Wet Head and Pie Face and Pie Face Sky High. It's a really big trend in the toy industry right now because it's fun. Families of any age can play together and have a good time.
Interesting. Okay. Online or in the store? Big controversy. I don't know what to do.
Well, we think that as much as 35% of toy sales are going to be sold online this year. We definitely think that online is where to go if you know what you want and you can find it. At TTPM, we show you all the major retailers where it's in stock, so you can just click right through and buy it. But if you want to shop and you want to get ideas, well, there's no, you know, it's fun to go online, but also it's fun to go to the store too.
Yeah, it is.
So it's a real personal preference.
Okay. Well, Chris, you've done it again. Where do we go for more information?
Come see us at TTPM.com. That stands for Toys, Tots, Pets, and More.
Perfect. Good talking to you again.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Chris.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Ron.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Pretty good so far. This is Andrew Krasny, who is TV host and consumer trends expert. That's hard to say. And we're talking about the greatest gift of all. We should have a Whitney Houston song playing here, I have a feeling.
There you go.
We're talking about headache-free holiday shopping. I do have a headache shopping, to be honest with you. You know, my problem is, Andrew, is that I go shopping. I spend the day doing it. I figure I'm going to do the shopping today. And I literally can't find anything, even though there are zillions of things to choose from. Is that typical?
Yeah, it is, Ron. You know what you got to do? First of all, you got to really think about who you're shopping for and go out there with a mission But why don't you stay home on one of those days and do everything online? Take advantage of the fact that it's early in the season. You can do it online. You can comparatively shop. Take advantage of those e-commerce sites that really want to win your business. It is a shopper's paradise right now, and it's never been a better time to save. I'm not trying to throw shade on our brick-and-mortar stores. We got to visit them as well. But to get a little shopping done early, it really does behoove us to go online.
Yeah, a lot of people use the brick-and-mortar so they can actually see the item, and then they go home and they order online because now they know exactly what it is. They've seen it. They've read specs. They've touched it. So I guess it's like a whole process.
Right, but what I would do then, if you go to your brick-and-mortar, before you do that, give them a chance to gain your business. Tell me you saw it online for $100 less, and you'll find that 9 out of 10, maybe 8 out of 10, we'll give it to you for that price.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, for sure. All right. But I got some great ideas for you this year if you want them.
No, I have no interest whatsoever. Yes, of course I want to. No, of course I want to.
All right. Well, first of all, you're going to love this because you've already talked about going out and not being sure what you want to buy when you get out there. Why not give somebody an experience this holiday season or for yourself after you're done with all the stress of the holiday season and treat someone to like a post-holiday getaway with very little research and much-needed holiday break. There's the perfect gift and budget-friendly at booking.com. It makes giving the gift of travel easy. Over a million unique places to stay across every single budget, from five-star hotels to villas, apartments, boats, tree houses, you name it, they've got them on there. And what I love most about it, Ron, is that this website's got 130, or you can get the app, 134 million up-to-date reviews. So that's like you and I talking to each other about a place that we visited before to get advice from each other.
So can I give somebody, like, how do I give it as a gift?
Well, what you do is you just give them, you just go on there and you either treat them to a trip specifically, or you go on there and you print out the information from the website.
Okay.
Or you can send them, let's say you want to spend $500, right? You can go and get a gift card send it to them with a printout of this, of the website. Millions of different creative ways to do it. But what I love about this specific website is that there's 24-hour, 7-day-a-week customer care that you're giving away an experience that can possibly change their life.
Okay. All right. Now, what if I have a last minute person that I need to shop? I find out they got something for me. I have nothing for them whatsoever.
I love to keep up a couple bottles of wine on hand. They fit perfectly into a Christmas stuffing and Christmas stocking. They fit perfectly. You can stuff them right in there, and it's a great budget friendly gift as well. I found two specific ones. Made it onto my list this year. We've got one that is from New Zealand. It's a Sauvignon Blanc called The Crossing. It's crisp, refreshing, under $15. And then if you want to get a little fancier, there's a Pinot Noir. It's called The Calling. It's a premium handcrafted Pinot Noir from Sonoma, California, available for under $40. Both of them rated really well. And I think you'd be surprised how popular you'll be with a bottle of wine and a Christmas stocking.
Yeah, everybody, even if you don't drink wine, it's something that you have, and people use it. They'll use it in a party, whatever. Okay, what about these little stocking stuffer things? I get confused with those.
Well, listen, I'm a guy who's into gadgets, and the longer a gadget can last, the better. And I'm, you know, from the family of Wall. They've got great products this year. I'll tell you, they've got the Elite Pro Clipper. It's an all-in-one arsenal, stainless steel blades. Sleek and powerful for guys who want to trim their beard, their hair. It's really a home run. Or you could guys give themselves haircuts or in between haircuts, the Elite Pro Clippers, or they have what I love, the Life Proof Shaver, which is a waterproof, virtually indestructible shaver that goes into your glove box, into your gym bag, or to the back of your car. It's completely affordable, under $70 for those three, and it's like I said, a gadget that goes a long way is a gadget that's popular.
Okay. What other tips do you have in your stocking there, in your bag?
Well, this is almost literally a stocking, but it's not. It's a sock. And this I found, I used to find that a lot of guys who are tall cannot find a pair of socks, Ron, that fit them. We take it for granted if we have, you know, a size 9, 10, 11, 12, but size 12 to 20 you're in trouble because they go right up to your ankle. They fall down. They're embarrassing when you're wearing suits. And tallorder.com is a website that's got $15, eight beautiful, vibrant colors and styles that that fit guys who've got big feet. And like I said, you can't go wrong by taking care of someone who's got that specific dilemma. This website has a charitable side to it that really struck a chord in my heart that gets back to people who have been affected by tragedy. And it's something really special that especially this time of year.
Okay. I know that there are tons of ideas, more than we have time to talk about today. So where would we go to get these ideas?
What we've talked about today, Ron, you can go to betterstuffforlife.com.
Betterstuffforlife.com.
Exactly.
That sounds like my psychiatrist should start a website called that. Not that I have one. If I had one, I meant if I had one.
If.
Andrew, thanks. Right. Thank you so much for the advice, and have a great holiday season.
All right, you too. Thanks a million.
All right, bye-bye.
Ron, good morning.
Hello, Ingrid. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, and you?
I'm great. Ingrid Hoffman joins us. She's one of my favorite chefs, television hosts. She's featured on the Food Network, Ellen Kelly, The Today Show, The Early Show. Oh, my God. It just goes on and on and on. And I understand you're surrounded by food. You're on the kitchen set, I understand.
I am. Oh, I am. God. It seems to be my life. History.
It seems to be your life. It is your life. Okay.
It is my life.
All right. Well, the holidays are coming up. It didn't take a lot for me to figure that out. And I know that with the holidays, we're getting into those special times with the food. And I think we're focusing today, I understand, on desserts that are a bit different.
You know, first of all, desserts. I always say, you want to make people happy, whether they're kids or grown-ups, just give them desserts, because truly, that's what everybody loves, right? And so it's also a fun and great way of keeping traditions alive and passing on recipes from generation to generation, especially, let's say, for us, let's say if you're Hispanic and you live in this country, it's a great way of being able to pass on to your children traditional recipes. You know, I always like to add a little bit of a twist to them. But before I get into the recipes, one of the things I'd like to remind whoever and everyone that's listening to us, remember that the holidays are not just about gifts. The holidays really should be about spending time together, about making memories, making time to have the family and close friends. I always say, and something that I learned from my mother would give us each a task in the kitchen for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And it sort of became that every year you did the same task, and it would be in the kitchen with my grandparents, both grandmothers, with my aunts, with my sisters. And today, that's a lot of them, all my grandparents aren't with us anymore. Right. I have the most incredible stories that they would tell of their parents, of their grandparents. So you get to know a lot of your family's history by creating this moment and spending the time. And remember that it's not just about gift giving and partying. It is about family and uniting the family.
It's interesting you say that, because I did the same. My grandparents involved me in the holiday cooking with the task. And now I've learned that I've taken over that role. Now I'm that person now, and I have to commandeer this family exercise and continue that tradition. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it is great, actually. And truly, like, if you think, I've at least, so many of my childhood memories are based on recipes, on moments, either around the table or in the kitchen. And sometimes I'll smell, when I smell dulce de leche, for instance, it immediately reminds me of my maternal grandmother. That was like so her thing. She would put it on toast and eat it. So I often will do that. And it's sort of like memories, sensory memories, very beautiful.
It's a connection. Let me ask you. See, I'm a little bit afraid, and I hate to use that word, of baking and desserts, because I love to cook. I'm creative. I cook every night. But that's a creative, you know, playing around with things, different tastes, different feels. Dessert seems to be more of a science. And I'm a little bit more standoffish on it as far as participation is concerned.
You know, I totally agree with you because personally, that is the reason why I think today's segment and today's recipes are super cool. Because like you and most people, you're either, savory chef or you're into desserts.
Right.
I like very easy to do desserts that have a little effort for a lot of bang and a lot for your buck. So that's why, actually, I think, but also, like you said, baking. You know what happens in the holidays? How many of the pre-made casseroles and turkey and hams have to go in the oven? So, which is why today is so cool.
Yeah.
None of this goes in the oven.
Oh.
All of these recipes are, because your oven is going to be packed.
You're right.
The day, even if you pre-made your casseroles and you froze them a week ahead.
Got to heat them up.
The reality, that day you're going to need the oven.
Yeah.
So big, smart recipes, stress-free recipes, recipes that are easy to make, that have fun twists, great presentations, and that everybody loves.
Okay.
And that's where I decided how to create and go about this dessert bar, if you will, or dessert station. Now, as a Latin or Hispanic, I think that we all have a little bit of condensed milk running through our veins because we were all raised on la lechera. I mean, I remember as a kid, on every single dessert, we use la lechera.
Mm-hmm.
So today, most of these desserts, or all, have it, but it's a really versatile ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you decide to just put a slice of pineapple, if you're lazy and you put a little bit of that on it, you already have a dessert. But, of course, it's the holidays, and we do want to put some effort into some delicious, simple desserts. I like bringing the traditions that we had from family, but I also like doing a twist. Like, for instance, this example of a delicious rice pudding.
Mm.
And the twist that I'm doing to it, sort of like adding fiber and fresh to it, is that I'm adding a little bit of strawberries that I've cooked with some pecans, and now you have a delicious strawberry sauce on top of your typical rice pudding, so it gives it a new life now with the red of the strawberries, and now you decorate with some mint leaves. You really make it be festive. It's like, and it's a very simple touch, but it immediately takes a simple rice pudding to the next level. Now it looks like a festive gourmet without really doing the work. And you can make the rice pudding if you want 2 weeks before and even freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like thinking that you start like 10 days before and you sort of every day you make a task so that by the day that the event happens, all of your work is done and you can actually enjoy your party and be with your family. So I think that that's very important.
Very nice.
Now, our empanadas of dulce de leche with apples, it's simply outstanding. Again, you can pre-make those delicious, decorate them beautiful, put a little bit of chocolate sauce on top and some powdered sugar. Now we have a coquito, traditional Puerto Rico coquito, a tiramisu, and last but not least, a total 10-minute dessert, no bake, which is a cheesecake. And the tip is to do it with some non-flavored gelatin, no bake, no work, and time to have fun and enjoy the holidays.
Nice. And if you're concerned about the sugars and syrups and things, it doesn't mean you have to eat tons of it. Have a nice little taste of a dessert.
Life is about balance.
Yeah.
And balance is having a little bit of everything working out, and giving yourself also in the holidays, some treats.
Yeah.
Everything within balance. For all of these recipes, you can visit lalechera.com. They're super easy. I encourage you to browse through the whole site. And if you guys are needing live daily tips and help, I will be on my social media, Ingrid Hoffman Official, both on Facebook and my Instagram account. That daily I'll be doing little live videos. If you have questions because you burnt your sauce and you don't know how to fix it, write me because I will write you back. That's what this is all about. And having a great holiday. Thank you, Ron, for having me on the show. And happy holidays to everyone.
Same to you, Ingrid. Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Ron.
How are you?
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not so bad just yet.
Jay is young.
Yeah, anything can happen. Julia Diamond joins us now. She's a travel journalist and an on-air TV travel personality. Well, that sounds nice. I like that. Well, you know, travel sounds wonderful, but it's becoming very difficult and frustrating. So I'm looking to you to have a nice time, but yet to avoid some of the pitfalls.
Sure. Now, you know, travel during the holiday season can be challenging, yeah, to say the least. I mean, 28.5 million people are traveling during the Thanksgiving and holiday season. So that's a lot of people. That's a lot of personalities.
Yes, it is.
So I think just step number one is coming to terms with that. You know, changing your mindset, going to the airport can change your experience. So know that it's going to be more crowded. There's going to be a few more delays. I mean, obviously weather is going to play a factor as well. Uh-huh. So I think coming to the table with those expectations can help to begin with.
That's true.
Also, just going, you know, to the TSA website in terms of the nitty-gritty, like, preparation details to take a look at the latest guidelines. You know, you want to make sure that you know what's coming up in terms of expectations, that you know you've got to take out your anything bigger than a cell phone, so all of your tablets or laptops, you want to remove those from your bag. If you're carrying on, you want to make sure that you have a Ziploc bag with all of your, you know, little creams and all of your cosmetics. Take your shoes off. You know, really get prepared in advance so you're not that guy, you know, standing in line holding everyone else up.
Okay. Yeah, because those guidelines, they do change frequently, and you really should know what they are. And I guess you just go to a website and you figure that out.
Yeah, TSA.gov is their website. But again, I think the new change, the relatively new amended, you know, guideline would be you've got to take out those tablets. So
yeah,
that's
okay.
Pretty simple. And also just, you know, going through the airport security experience, mm-hmm, if you can give yourself a little bit more time, so you're not running around like crazy, that's huge. You know, checking in on it online in advance can also help. And determining whether or not you want to carry on or not. It saves money, of course, by just bringing the luggage with you.
Mm-hmm.
But it does add, you know, another element. Sometimes it's nice just to send the luggage under and you don't have to worry about going through airport security. So it depends. Also how many presents you have.
Yeah. Yeah. I always say ship me the presents or something, you know.
Exactly. It's important to remember not to wrap those gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure the TSA can see what you're bringing through. And alternatively, you know, with Amazon now, I like to buy everything there on Amazon. And then you could just ship it to your destination, free shipping, and then I don't have to travel with it.
Yeah, unless you're going to Siberia or something. Usually there's a store somewhere,
right,
or exactly. CVS or something like that. I've noticed that a lot of people, when they travel in airports, they don't leave enough time between connecting flights, and that can cause like incredible frustration, especially the weather.
Absolutely. Especially, I mean, if you have the ability to book just direct flights, then you can cut out that you know, connecting flight. Agreed. You really consider how much time it's going to take you know, to get from point A to point B. Sometimes if it's international, you might have to, you know, pick up your luggage. It can be quite frustrating. So that would be another point for sure, you know, book direct flights. Also, consider alternative airports, you know. This is a great way to save money but also avoid crowds. Instead of flying into Miami, for example, you can fly into Fort Lauderdale or Burbank instead of Los Angeles.
Good point.
Those smaller airports can be such a great experience as
good
well. You know, fewer people, easier just to get through.
There you go. Now, what about kids? I mean, they're lovely little things. They run around and have a good time, but boy, can they be difficult. Well, what do we do here? How do we keep them engaged?
For sure, yeah. Well, I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, so they are wild when we travel with them. And I think the best way is really just to get out that energy before you board the flight. So there are several airports that have some really great play spaces. Chicago, Seattle are two great examples where they've got aviation-themed play spaces so the kids can just get out their energy before they board on the plane. That's key. And also packing a survival kit, so tons of snacks, toys, a portable device where they can watch TV, headphones, all those things will definitely help. And also, you know, the last thing you want to do is have those delays and you've got tired, screaming children. So I've definitely, in the past, I've taken advantage of Travelocity's customer-first guarantee. Mm-hmm. So this is 24/7 customer service. So if, God forbid, your flight is delayed or something happens with your hotel, you can just get online, use social media, and someone is there from the Travelocity team 24/7 helping you through the experience before, during, and after your trip. So I think that those kind of services are especially important when you've got the little ones with you.
Well, you know, it's almost like having a wedding and doing the whole thing yourself and being frustrated, like, with everything that's going on. And the flower's going to show up on time. Is the meal going to be right? Or you get a wedding coordinator and they say, hey, you know, I understand what you want. We'll take care of it for you. We'll get you there. You just relax. That's kind of like what a Travelocity kind of thing does. It's kind of just, right? I mean, you can sit back and, you know, let them help you out here.
Absolutely. It's really nice to have that kind of support because you've got enough going on, right? You've got the kids, you've got your life. And also, it's supposed to be your vacation. So
yes.
You ideally, you shouldn't be that stressed out.
You're not supposed to be stressed. You don't get unstressed by adding stress.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
That was pretty good. You can use that if you want, but it's going to cost you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Welcome. Where do we go for more information, as if I didn't know? I assume it's going to be Travelocity.com.
Right. It is. Travelocity.com/inspire. So this is a different section. It has all original content from some of the top travel writers, and it talks about holiday travel tips, just travel tips in general, but it also features a lot of cool destinations you might not have thought of to travel for maybe next holiday.
Okay.
So there is a trend more and more, you know, instead of grandma's house and doing dishes and the whole production, people are, you know, booking family vacations and hitting the beach instead. So it's always an option for next year for you, Ron.
Hey, here's a little tip. If you're traveling to be with someone for the holidays, get a hotel room. You know, make it a little bit of a vacation as opposed to staying in their guest room and then having all that chaos. Get a little time away, too, and make it a little turn into a little vacay deal. Hey, thank you so much, Julia. Pleasure speaking to you.
All right. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, Ron.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yvette Rios joins us. She's a host of Lifetime TV's The Way Home. And we're talking about holiday shopping. Well, why are we talking about that, I wonder? All right. Everybody wants to purchase the things that they want to purchase. Is that becoming easier or harder?
You know, I want to say that it's becoming easier in that we have so much available to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people are genuinely fatigued by how much is available. You know, it's a really stressful time of year.
It is.
Online, it's just kind of a wasteland of product available. And I think we all want and need a little curation, you know. And I think that's why I'm so excited to be here, you know, partnering with Barnes & Noble, and they're really trying to do just that and take the guesswork out of gift-giving this year.
I think most of us say to ourselves, okay, I'm going to spend this particular amount of money this year. I'm not going to go over it, and, and I'll get what I want for people. And that doesn't seem to work all the time.
It sure doesn't, and I think a lot of us actually go into debt during this holiday time of year. We take out credit cards and we spend more than we have, and it creates obviously a lot of stress and takes the enjoyment out of what should be a really fun time of year. So I think staying in a budget is a real challenge. You know, in fact, there's a statistic that says 60% of people don't stay within the budget. I actually think it might be more than that.
Yeah.
But what I try to do is I try to come up with a realistic budget. You know, if it's lower or higher, let's say it's $300 and that's what I plan to spend, then I make a list of all of the people on my list and I that I have to get gifts for. And I try to think of people that are sort of in the periphery, but I still need to give them something, like, you know, babysitters or doormen or, you know, mail people or teachers. Even teachers need a little something. this time of year, especially teachers, really. And so I try to put that all on my list, and I put a budget next to each one. And then you prioritize it. You figure out what are the ones that are the non-negotiables and what are the ones that you can kind of, like, move around a little bit. And then the other thing that I think is really important a lot of us don't do is to pay in cash, you know, to actually go into a store with your envelope of cash and buy gifts. I mean, there's no better way to control your spending than to spend cash.
That's true. Now, but now they have the credit cards where if you use the credit card, you actually get cash back. So you're kind of actually even making money. So I mean, you have to weigh all these things.
Oh, for sure. If you're very disciplined, I mean, I use credit cards. There's nothing better than some of the rewards you get from using them. But I do think, you know, if you really have a hard time with budgeting, cash is just going to really keep you on budget.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Okay, here's one of my greatest dilemmas, because I love to go shopping in stores because you get into the holiday atmosphere, you have the music, you can see everything, touch everything, get inspired by things. But yet at the same time, it's incredibly stressful, can't even find a parking space in front of the store or the mall. So I don't, like, I'm just betwixt and between here. It's easier to sit in front of a screen, but ain't as much fun. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of us feel this way. And I think I personally, I've got two little kids. I've got a 1.5-year-old and a 3.5-year-old. And for me, you know, I'm with the kids all the time. So it's important for me to find places that I can shop with the whole family. Mm-hmm. And you know, for me, Barnes & Noble is one of those places because there's a place for the kids where they can kind of run around and there's books and toys and stuff for them that they are really into. And then there's the rest of the store where I can get all my shopping done. And then at the end of your shopping time, they actually wrap the gifts for you. So that's kind of taking one thing off your list.
Okay.
You didn't know about that?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It's the best thing ever.
Oh, my God.
And then you just go home, you slap a bow on it and a name tag, and you're good to go. So I think this time of year it's really important to find, you know, those stores and those experiences that are going to kind of try to take some of the you know, responsibility and the stress off your plate.
You just came up with my favorite new holiday expression, just slap a bow on it. I love that. I really do. I'm serious. Okay. It's
I'm glad.
Yeah, you know what I love about Barnes & Noble, and I'm just saying it off the cuff here, is that, you know, not enough people read. It's just I love the romance of holding the book, and I love that Barnes & Noble is still there. As far as a brick and mortar is concerned, because what a great gift to give somebody a book, and I think that's just kind of, you know, we need to bring that back again.
I totally agree, and I think, you know, that's why I'm so excited to be working with Barnes & Noble. You know, as I mentioned, they're starting a new program. It starts on December 1st, and it's called 12 Days of Inspiration. So every day it's going to be a new product that'll be available in stores and online. They're exclusively for Barnes & Noble, and they're going to be at a special price for only 24 hours. So each gift is especially selected by the Barnes & Noble booksellers. These are things that are the top, like, most wanted gifts on pretty much everyone that you know need to get gifts for list. So it's just going to make our lives that much easier. And I agree with you. You know, I think there's so much stress. This year has been so stressful for all of us. Mm-hmm. There's so much, you know, insecurity and just, like, a lot of just stress in the environment, you know. And I think one of the things that is really exciting about what Barnes & Noble is trying to do is that they've selected gifts that will inspire people. And, you know, just as you mentioned, you open a book and you're kind of transported to a whole other place and time. And I think we all need that more than ever this year. So so it's really, you know, it's about giving people gifts that are going to inspire them and kind of create meaning for them versus stuff that that they're just going to use, like a pair of pajamas or slippers or something.
I mean, at least that can be one component of your gift giving is
exactly
that. And then all you have to do is slap a bow on it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just slap a bow on it.
I get that.
Well done, Ron.
Thank you very much. That's the only quality that I still possess. is that.
That's hilarious.
All right. So where do I go for more information?
for sure. So you can go, you know, there's Barnes & Noble stores all around the country. Yeah. You can go in stores, or you can go to bn.com/12days, and it's the number 12, 12 days. And there, you know, as I mentioned, starting December 1st, there will be new gifts every single day, you know, released on the website. So it's really, really exciting, and hopefully it'll make our lives a little bit less stressful this year and more meaningful.
Yeah. I just want to say one more thing as far as books are concerned. When you go into somebody's home, start realizing this. If you walk in and you don't see any books at all, no bookshelf, I'm telling you, it makes a big difference culturally. If you walk into
a place,
yes, if you walk into a place and you see a bookshelf with some interesting stuff on it, these people are culturally intelligent, and that's all I want to say. It's all.
I completely agree with you. Okay. Yeah, I completely agree. All Thank you, Ron.
You take care.
You too. Happy holidays.
Oh, same to you. Bye bye. I hope I've been somewhat of a help to you. Otherwise, I serve no function whatsoever. All right. Have a good day. I wish you peace. The song shall continue until it ends, and then that will be it. For those of you that were saying to yourselves, well, what will I get Ron for the holidays? What gift will I get him? It's not necessary. It really isn't. Although I could use a car. Another one.